Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's the Power Trip After Party Podcast on iHeartRadio.
Power Trip After Party Podcast on a Tuesday. I should probably turn off the press conference that's going on.
Hi, Quazy.
Yeah. Hi. That's the pod, or that's the press conference for the draft today. We are here with Max. Hi, Max.
Hi.
And here's Chris Hockey. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Zacho Directo. What's going on?
Oh, nothing much.
We had a big guest booked for today, but they canceled at the last second. We had Quazy Adolfo Menso's brother.
Really?
Yep. And he had to cancel on us.
So wow. That's a big get.
We also had Cheryl Teagues earlier booked. Didn't work out for us.
Yeah.
Do Max or Zach know who Cheryl Teagues is?
Good question.
Good question.
I have some questions
Let's
for you.
Let's just say, Max, you should probably look her up. Zach, don't waste your time.
Oh,
is that the hot one? She was like a poster on a wall or something.
That's right. You nailed it. Guys, I have 45 very random things from the 90s that every millennial has totally forgotten about.
Ooh,
sweet.
Yeah, wow.
And I know you guys haven't forgotten about some of these because we talk about them all the time. It's what we do for a living. We talk. But I would like to bring these up and you guys give me your thoughts if you have any at all.
I loved the 1990s.
So did I.
It was a fun decade to be a teenager.
It was.
I bet it was.
Video games really was. Were getting better.
Grunge music kicked ass. Yeah,
there wasn't the internet.
Pornography for free.
Yes.
The real world.
Yeah, at the end of it. But yeah.
The shark
yeah.
yet.
The internet wasn't a big, like, it wasn't what it is today. Like, as Corey said, like, being a teenager now, everything's videoed.
When
Everything...
was the first time you remember looking at porn on a computer for real?
Buddy Evan Harris's house.
So what year do you think? 1990s.
Probably 97 or 98.
Yeah, I was going to say 96 yeah. or 97.
His folks were gone, and he was the first one that ever introduced me to it. And we downloaded
Paul liked to introduce you to internet porn.
Right. And it was some picture he downloaded, but it took like
The pictures
15
took like,
minutes.
Yeah. Or longer.
Yeah.
And sometimes you would get 20%. Of the photo would download, and then it would just stop. And you'd be like, that's just the top of Sandra Bullock's head.
Yeah. And it was a
what
lot of
What about the
fake.
Rest of it?
Yeah.
And you'd get super pissed. Then you'd come back 6 hours later.
Remember the old
and
printers?
Nothing would change.
How it would like.
Sure. Yeah.
That's
Single
how
lines.
The picture
one line
come.
At a time.
Yeah. No kidding.
Yeah. And when it first started, the internet first started, and people realized, hey, we could just send pornography to each other. There wasn't like Google, you know, what your genre was. It was, you had to go to like these weird, felt like dark web message boards and trade randos files.
Really?
It was the shadiest shit ever.
You didn't get, what was it, Napster? You didn't get porn on Napster?
Oh,
This was before Napster.
This was before Napster.
Napster was like right around 2000 or so when it got big, because I was in college for Napster. This is pre-Napster.
Right.
And this is so dumb, but like, when Photoshop wasn't widely known, so what would happen is you would have some guy go, I'll trade you. I got a photo of Sandra Bullock nude. I'll trade you one if you send me A, B, or C. So then you would send them some file, and they would send you the worst Photoshop thing you've ever seen. It's like,
it was
Sandra
like,
Bullock does not have triple Fs.
Yes.
Like, what is this?
Wow.
So that, you know, and then... It was almost like trolling. They would trash talk talk you like you know they fucked you out of a bad trade. It was so dicey. And then
it was like Sandra Bullock's head on Anna Nicole Smith's body.
It got ridiculous. Yeah. And then search engines started to be formed. Websites got stronger. And then as you know, by 4, 5, 6 years later, then we had the internet boom. Of course, was like 98, 99. That's when the stocks were all going through the roof. When eBay was huge, Amazon was starting, Priceline.
All man, it was
shit.
A weird. It was the Wild West.
Yahoo.
It was the wild fucking West.
Yeah, it was 2 or 3 years of just weirdness, though. And that's when we've always hit this in the past when we've talked about the internet. But that's when almost all of us had a 20 or 30 hour a month plan.
Yep.
So if somebody in your house was using the phone, you couldn't be on the internet or vice versa. Or sometimes like a call would disconnect you from the internet.
Damn
and you were
it,
super
Dad.
Pissed, especially if you were halfway to seeing something good.
Yeah. oh, yeah.
But a whole bunch of my buddy's parents would be like, you already used all 20 of the hours and it's only the third day of the month.
Yeah.
And of course, you had to explain to your parents.
I was talking to Ben down the hall.
Yeah, I was doing something. And really, it was just, well, that photo took 7 hours to download.
Right.
The other one took 4 hours to download.
Yeah,
and it was such a joke.
What Corey is trying to say is we didn't care. Boobs are boobs.
It was
like, we didn't fucking care if it was Photoshopped to shit. Yeah.
And then when you print them out.
Oh, yeah.
And the printouts had no color.
Yeah, it was black and white.
It's like caveman
faded.
Porn.
Yeah.
It was the worst.
Hey. But speaking of no one's looking.
Right.
See ya.
But Chris, as you know, as a 16, 17-year-old, it was, I will do whatever it takes. I just got to see what this is all about. And we were very dedicated to maxing out that 20 hours a month on AOL Online.
Boobs whale.
Solid take, Paul.
Thanks.
So I guess, and maybe Max, you might be thinking about this too. Like, we have grew up in a time where we have devices that are wireless that can be in any room of the house, anywhere. You can be in a bathroom at an airport if you want to look at whatever you want and do whatever you want to do. You guys, like, had a computer, right? Like, one? Do you have one computer in your house?
One.
Oh, yeah. And it was not in, like, a private room.
Never
it was
more
usually,
one.
Like,
no, it was
out
down in
a living
room
on a weird-looking old-style cabinet.
Roll so, top
down. Right. So, right, when you had the, like, if your parents were going to dinner or whatever it was, you, the second they would leave, you had to get on the internet and start.
Wow.
Because to get the information and the pictures and all that you needed, it was a full fucking treasure hunt. You had to start right away.
Another reason why I love growing up in the 90s, I think our generation is going to appreciate living pre-internet.
Yeah.
Because I love all the internet stuff and all the accessibility, the ease of life now in 2022. But I remember beforehand, and not when I was 4 years old, right? I was old enough to remember life before the internet.
Well, and even like you go back to like before cell phones became as big as they were, and the one example that I used that you guys always brought up was the early episodes of The Sopranos. They used fucking payphones. They didn't have cell phones like we do now. So like getting a hold of people was like we're like in Snowfall. You're like it takes place in the 80s, and you're like, why don't they just fucking call somebody on a cell phone and have them? And it's just, it's weird to see that dynamic and how it works.
Nobody had cell phones until about 2000 unless you are Zach Morris or Jordan Gecko.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, Zach and I kind of grew up along with the internet. Because I definitely remember the stuff that you guys were talking about, having the one central computer, the dial-up internet, trying to download porn before someone came home.
Shit, yeah.
Jerking off to still images cavemen.
LimeWire.
Exactly.
Bank
where you download porn when you're not even trying to download porn.
Yeah.
You try to download like the 50 Cent album and it'd be like 50 Cent cheapos. And it's wait, what? No.
Right.
I want to get rid of that trying.
Yeah.
Wow.
Or it was always some guy like DJ 5-8. And then it would, every 10 seconds, some shitty fucking DJ would yell his name. Yeah. And you're like,
or
you wrecked the goddamn song.
He'd rewind the song like three times.
Yeah.
Oh,
the early internet was great.
That's crazy, though, because you don't know you're living in your moment is the height of technology, just like ours is right now.
Watch.
You know it's going to get better.
Right.
But right now, you can't even imagine what's around the corner.
Nope.
At the time, you guys were downloading that shit. You're like, can you fucking
believe
we can do this?
Nope. And Yahoo Messenger, right, or AOL Messenger, where you could just talk to your friends online. It was the coolest thing ever.
Look how easy it is to see boobs now.
That you guys actually printed out the nudes? What?
Did
you just go find your dad's stash and nudie
bags? No, but we were past that.
Oh.
This is a new age.
Yeah, getting the over 40 bags that my dad loved, all that,
Over 40?
Your dad was into
the
MILF genre before the MILF genre was
like,
a thing?
He was a pioneer.
Yeah.
He really was.
Hockey's dad was the hustler dad.
And that was the lame stuff.
Can I ask a question, you guys? And I don't want to sound like, what was it like back in your day or like whatever, but like, I can't get around anywhere now without like my phone and GPS. And like,
we used to print MapQuest directions.
How the fuck did you guys get anywhere?
Print MapQuest directions.
You'd have to memorize
a map.
My
dad, when we would go on vacation, like when we would drive, we'd fly to Las Vegas, stay a couple of days, then we'd go to all these national parks. He had a giant Rand McNally map that he would look at to go figure out where we were.
Right, but to your point, though, that's old school, right? The maps. In the early internet age, until the iPhone, basically, You used to, I remember driving to New Orleans in 2004. You would go to like those archaic Google Map-esque sites or MapQuest to your point.
MapQuest, yeah.
And you would print out Minneapolis to New Orleans.
Yes.
And you it would have 57 steps, you know, between
every step.
Between Woodbury, Minnesota, New Orleans, Louisiana. And if you missed one turn,
you're fucked.
You're like, shit. Because it wasn't, oh, just check my GPS. It literally was, how do I get back to that road? Because otherwise, I don't know where. It was crazy.
We went to Michigan.
But we thought that was sweet, though. Like,
right.
Having a, not just a map that you have to read, getting a printout of directions was, this is the future!
Right, and
this is amazing! It tells me exactly where to go.
Right before the iPhone 05, 06, we went to Michigan, and that exact thing. I took a wrong turn, and it was an hour detour, because we don't know where the fuck we're going.
You don't have a map. You just have a list of directions.
Right, and those directions don't, you know, instantly change. It was weird.
And it was a false sense of security, right?
Yeah.
We have a list. We know where we're going. So you just kind of half-ass it and you don't look at a map before you leave. We all did that. Internet.
The Power Trip After Party continues after the break.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And welcome back.
Thanks.
That was a great...
All right, what else you got on this list, Christopher?
Well, I've got a lot of things, but there are a few things in particular I wanted to bring up because I am not 100% sure that I remember them at all. For instance, I did not know that Kmart ever had a Kmart cafe.
Didn't know that either.
Okay. I didn't know if that was a thing out here.
Did they have like hot dogs and shit?
Yeah.
Like corn
they had
dogs?
Hot dogs and they had pizza, apparently.
That's what it was.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Kmart.
We had a big Kmart in Maplewood before that closed.
Man, Kmart was always the pit of hell.
There was they had a giant Kmart in Minnetonka by right off Highway 7 in Vine Hill.
Yeah, it's now it's
that we
the
went
kids
there.
Play thing.
Yeah, we went there. Yeah. The mini golf thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I don't have a Kmart memory because I don't remember those cafes at all, but all I remember from Target way back in the day was watching them make cakes.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And like frost cakes.
Well, Target.
You put your stupid kid face right up to the glass and watch them do the cool like frosting art.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Target's cafes. That was the best.
Alex used to do that at Don Pablo's. They'd make the,
fried ice cream?
No, they would make the, what the hell do you call the dough? The bread, the dough, anyway, right there.
Fajitas?
Yeah, that's it, the fajitas.
Tortillas or whatever, yeah.
Do you remember when you had to turn your television to Channel 3 to play video games?
100%.
Fuck yeah. Now you just go to a different input.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I remember having to smack my TV just to get it to freaking work.
Now some of them, you just turn the controller on, it'll turn the TV and everything on.
It's sort of annoying, too, sometimes. Like, it's nice because, like, I'll turn my PlayStation on, but I'll be watching, like, TV. But now if I even touch a button on my PlayStation controller... It switches over right in the middle of the game.
Why was it Channel 3? Why was that?
So the reason is, I remember reading something about this. It's because most, like, over-the-air TV, they always kept Channel 3 open, so it wouldn't interfere with...
So that Channel 3 was the first ever, like, changing the input.
Yeah, they kept it open. It's not that they didn't let it. It was the least used of the over-the-air back when... You got TV. God, I mean, you still can
the best.
Get TV over the
Super
air,
Nintendo, but... man, the best. So fun.
What was your first system, Mus? Do you remember?
Mus left.
Oh, yeah, you had to take a call.
He passed away.
Mus. Hey, Mus. Never mind. I guess he's not going to answer.
Sega Genesis for me.
I had an Atari really, really early, man. Wow. Really, really early Atari. I can't remember what it was called, though.
2600.
Yeah, that must have been it.
Do you have it, Corey?
Yep.
We had
Pitfall, Jungle Hunt, Joust,
we had a drag
Moon
race
Patrol.
Game. I think we had, I think Frogger might have been on that.
Frogger, yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah, that's
The first system we had was regular Nintendo, and it was revolutionary. The first time I ever saw it, I was like, I think we got it for Christmas, and I was like, what the fuck is this?
Okay, and it was so cool. About 7% of those games hold up.
Mario 3 holds up. Yeah, Mario 3 is still
the
fun.
The first three, Mario
3 is one of the best video games of all time.
They're all fun. But like... Contra still is cool. Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
But they get old.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of games that are just super repetitive or unbelievably tough, no fun.
But
a couple of the Mega Mans are still pretty
Mario
good.
3 holds up. And the original Zelda is cool.
I never got into that one.
The original Zelda?
No.
It's very fun.
I like the ones on 64, and obviously Breath of the Wild is a top 5 game of all time. But
Ocarina of Time is amazing.
Yeah,
that's a classic.
Yep. That was on
N64.
Yeah, fuck. That system kicked ass.
Oh, I'm so pissed one of the new Zelda is delayed a year. It's supposed to be out like 6 months from now. It's supposed to be next spring now.
Huh. Do you have Zelda? The new Switch or the old one still?
I guess the old one then.
Do you still have both of them?
Yeah.
Did any of them get played?
Yeah.
I wish I hadn't sold that to you. I was so mad at it. I was like, I'm never.
Why were you mad? I don't remember.
I just didn't play it. I was in a weird spot then.
Yeah.
I was a piece of shit then. So I am now, but like, yeah, I just never played it. Mm. I was always going to the Loon and getting drunk, and I was like, I don't need.
Good old days. Oh, yeah. I miss
those guys. Me going to the Loon and getting drunk?
You and your friend.
No, you miss sad me?
Yeah.
My gal yesterday joked how she's going to leave me if I keep talking about the draft. And I go, Corin Hockey would love that.
That'd
and then they'd
bit.
Hate that.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
They'd hate it, yeah.
Did you ever, Corey, because I know you do eat chips, right? You're a chip guy.
Yep.
And you like Doritos?
Yep.
You like Ruffles?
Yep.
Even Lay's?
Yep.
Did you ever eat the ones with Olestra that gave everybody the shits?
No.
You never did?
No, because, would have done this, but I bet at that point when those were a big deal, I bet I weighed 130 pounds.
Right.
So I was never in the I need to eat chips that help me lose weight mentality.
Yeah, sure.
I was hammering full bags of Doritos or a giant bag of Goldfish or like I would eat. I mean, that was my meal, right? It was a bag of Doritos. So I was at the wrong age to care about losing weight. So I never had the Olestra.
What about you?
No, I remember the funny thing is. It's weird things that you hear and then the memory that it brings back. The KQ Morning Show back when this was a thing did a whole like two segments on the chips that gave you the shits.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. That's the only Olestra reference I have.
Yeah.
Hey, Corey, like you kind of brought it up there, but like I still get anxiety because going over to a friend's house as a picky eater could be a nightmare. Did you ever have anxiety on that?
All the time. Yeah. I don't as an adult, but as a kid, I did all the time. When I was going over to a friend's house for dinner or especially with gals, like once I got to 16, 17, 18, I'm like, this is a disaster.
It's like my buddy, Kevin, who is a listener to the show, for his birthday had a surprise like dinner, and it was literally the only friend that his family invited was me. And we go to Benihana.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, man.
Which you guys all fucking love, right?
So hard.
Whales.
But that crab sauce or shrimp sauce.
Corey, have you been to a Benihana?
No.
No.
There's nothing for me to eat there.
This same. Yeah. Other than that, that looks pretty good. That's in the bathroom. Bottom line is, I don't know. I hated that. I'm happy that I'm not alone.
I asked Corey this, Sacco. I want to ask you this. What's the one thing you don't eat, but you're like, man, I wish I could try.
That's.
I can't believe you said that, Zach.
Zach, no one's stopping you.
Yeah, ask Leah Michelle. She'll show you hers.
So pull out a lamp.
I don't know. That's.
Is there anything you, Corey, hold?
I wish I could eat all of it, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, it's easier.
You eat steak, Zach?
Yeah, I like steak.
I would.
But, like, I would say.
What's it about steak you don't like?
I don't know. Everything.
The blood?
Sure.
The redness of it?
Sure.
Yeah, it looks undercooked.
Is it like flavor? Is it texture?
All of it.
Yeah.
Just everything?
All of it.
Yeah.
There's stuff that, like, onions.
What don't you eat? Pussy.
Pussy.
No, I'm kidding. Like, you eat pizza.
Yeah, like, but, like, plain old, like, cheese pepperoni sausage.
My gal only likes meatball. Cheese pizza. Cheese pizza. Fucking whales.
Yeah, a good cheese pizza.
Oh, because
what it does is it exposes the rest of the pizza, and it says, hey, if the pizza can't stand on cheese alone, then you got a problem with the pizza.
Thanks, so, Mario.
The crust, everything. But yeah, I think...
Which Mario?
What?
Which Mario?
Mario the Mario.
Mario the Mario.
The Mario.
Famous,
a pizza.
Famous
Mario
chef.
A pizza.
Mario the Mario.
A pizza.
Do you guys remember, I should have brought this up when it came to video games, do you remember something called the Nintendo Rumble Pack?
Fuck yeah, that was in the back of the N64 controller.
Yeah, it would make it vibrate.
Yeah, now all the controllers shake, but at the time that was
game changer. And it was a Star Fox bit, right?
Yeah,
I think that's why it came out, was for Star Fox.
Which huge.
We played a couple years ago.
It's the worst.
Oh, my God.
It's so hard to fucking play.
Dude,
the controllers are inverted.
Fuck, it's so bad.
But again, that's something you guys are just not going to just ever be able to comprehend. When Star Fox came out, it blew our minds. We're like, this shit is 3D.
Yeah.
What is this?
Well said,
and now you see it in 2022 and you go, this is the worst game ever made. It's like unplayable. The graphics are horseshit. You're like, this sucks.
The voice acting is hilarious.
It was a game changer. Because it showed us what was possible, even if the game wasn't that great, but we thought it was amazing. It does not hold up at all. Awful, awful, awful. F minus.
And you can't save. Like, you have to beat it all in one go. I remember I got to the last boss. I rented it from Blockbuster. I got to the last boss, and I had zero lives, and then I lost.
Yeah,
start all over. You got to start all fucking over, dude.
Dude, that was I actually missed that part of some video games.
Yeah.
For games like Red Dead Redemption, it makes no sense. If you're going to invest 60 hours, you shouldn't have to start all over if you die.
$70 into it? Yeah.
But games like Contra or Metroid or Mega Man, part of the skill was I made it to World X without dying. And it was, I'm going to start over because now I got better. And I know where I can find this. I know where I can get that. I know how to defeat that boss. Like, it was trial by error, right? You just kept learning. And that was half the fun, right? Like, beating Mike Tyson's punch out without using a code to advance was such a rush. I don't even know if I ever did it without
Think I ever did it, no.
Because Tyson was almost fucking impossible.
Do you remember the first time you ever saw Mortal Kombat?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was game-changing as well. Because it was... Yeah, because it was like, wait, video games can be, like, violent and bloody, and it was sweet. Yeah.
One of my first memories in my whole life is seeing Liu Kang turn into a dragon and bite somebody's head
fucking
off in
sweet.
Super Nintendo Mortal
and we
Kombat.
All had friends whose parents did not let them play Mortal Kombat. And
Shockey
and
Lawyer Lambert didn't care.
No, my parents didn't.
No, my dad
let me
didn't
do it,
care.
Too. Yeah, he didn't care. Not every set of parents was super cool about the ripping someone's heart out.
Well, it's still, I think Finish. Early in video games, so too, fun. A lot of parents just didn't know necessarily how. Because I remember I got an Xbox in, like, third grade, and my mom just asked the guy, like, hey, what game should I get a kid? And she bought me Halo. And I was, like, fucking, you know,
that
9 years old.
That was the weirdest thing, because everybody played Halo as a kid. But it was, like, rated M, and it was, like but no parents care, because it just was, like, oh, that's just one of the kids.
Right,
is that game bloody? I've only done the co-op mode of
it. It's pretty bloody. I mean, I guess, and you
could,
like,
alien guts, right?
Yeah. I mean, so I guess that's what makes it different than, like, Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, video game arcades were the best.
But again, you go back, Hawk, to, like, Columbine, right? They were still trying to pin, some people were trying to pin Columbine-esque behavior on Marilyn Manson and video games.
Doom.
There were a whole bunch of old politicians that just thought that first wave of violent video games was going to ruin our society.
Now they're all violent.
Yeah. And most of us are doing fine.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's just, you got to be able to separate reality from...
You almost passed out today.
I almost did. Yeah. I still feel not 100%, but we're good. We're good.
The latest...
Do you need a smooch?
No. Maybe another Pop-Tart, but I don't need to kiss you.
Atta boy.
I was talking to Hockey.
Oh.
Gotta go for it. But yeah, the latest Call of Duty Vanguard game, like, a grenade lands by you, half your body's getting blown off.
Jesus.
And there's bones sticking out everywhere. Like... It's disgusting nowadays. But.
Yeah, well, how about, what was it? It's like about 10 years ago now, but that one Call of Duty, they made you shoot up a mall of people.
Oh, yeah, no Russian. So.
Oh, yeah, I remember that, yeah.
It was like a big deal. They removed it from the game afterwards, but they made
you
shoot up. It was the first thing.
No, they removed it from.
Wasn't it an airport?
Yeah.
I think it was an airport. Yeah.
So the premise was you're a part of a covert mission, like a special ops mission, and you've infiltrated this terrorist group. Well, what happens is, spoiler alert, the terrorist group decides to shoot up a Moscow International Airport. So you have to sit there and go through this mission and decide, and that's innocent civilians, no kids, but oddly enough, but yeah, and you basically go through and you have to go through this mission.
It's like the first mission.
And it's a great test because the same ending happens regardless if you shoot anybody or not. So it's a great litmus test of where you are. Did you shoot anybody when you played it?
I shot everybody.
You fucker. I didn't shoot anybody. I felt really good at the end of it because I didn't shoot anybody in the first play.
You
I did
fucker.
Go back.
Like, you know what?
But the idea is they find out that you're an American spy, and so they leave you behind, then it starts World War III because they think it was an American terrorist group that went through this. But yeah, that was probably one of the more deeper, more controversial moments in Call of Duty history.
You bocker.
But
all right, Hawk, what else you got?
Last thing. These are good. Well, that was it for that one. But did you guys read the Lea Michele showing her vagina to her friend?
No.
Yeah. I was just talking to Zach about that.
So Lea Michele and Jonathan Groff met during their time in Broadway's Spring Awakening, which premiered in New York in 2006, and have remained best friends nearly 20 years later.
No, is that the dude from Mindhunter?
You are 100%
exactly right.
Correct.
And yeah. He's in Frozen?
Yeah, he's he's what's-his-face.
Yeah, he's what's-his-face.
Not the snowman, but he's
the guy with the moves.
Sven, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Sven, yeah, that's his name.
Then 19-year-old Lea Michele and 21-year-old Jonathan starred as ill-fated teenage lovers, Wendela, it doesn't matter, mm-hmm. learned about themselves, their bodies, and young love in the iconic play. The two reunited for the upcoming HBO documentary Spring Awakening, Those You've Known, to reflect on their experience while performing in the musical. And while doing so, the two revealed they got extremely close, both on and off the stage. We made out so hard in this play, Jonathan said to documentary. We would sweat and snot was coming out of our nostrils, blah, blah, blah. Jonathan, 37, revealed that he was still learning about his own sexuality at the time before coming out as gay in 2009. Lea and I were given this material where we had to fall in love, but the first thing I felt was, they're going to know I'm gay. Damn it, I've never had sex with a girl. I'm in the closet. Jonathan admitted he was very thankful to director Michael Mayer and the choreographers who helped him pretend to know what he was doing in the intimate scenes. Lea also spoke to their closeness and what she did to help Jonathan feel more comfortable during those sex scenes. This included a one-on-one lesson about the female anatomy, her female anatomy. She says, at one point, I literally showed him my whole vagina. He was like, I've never seen a woman's vagina before. Would you show me? I was like, sure.
Does that question work?
Let me try. Hey, in Vegas next week, I've never seen a vagina if there's anybody out there.
But Rosie's going to be in the room.
Yeah, Rosie's going to be but in Rosie. The corner. Sorry.
She said, I was like, sure. And I took a desk lamp and I showed him. That's how close we are. I've never seen Jonathan naked. I've never seen his penis. Lea told people that she's grateful they were able to connect in such a way. She whooped it out for him.
She's hot.
Man, that's a hot girl.
She's very pretty.
Man. Even like I mean, Zach, honestly, wouldn't you want to see it?
Oh, absolutely.
Aren't you curious?
Oh, absolutely. I'd love to just take a gander.
take a gander.
So, it's curiosity, you know, and it's interesting.
The lamp makes it sound way too scientific, and I understand definitely. That sounds like that was the point of it, but for the rest of us, it just sounds like, I mean, I appreciate this, but this, do I need like a Petri dish? Do I need some kind of a microscope? What are we doing here?
You know what? I'm not going to lie to you. I haven't seen enough of them to feel comfortable. So, if you'd like to show me, I'd really like to know where the pee comes out of.
Dear God.
And I'd
God,
like to know hoarding. Where to put my wiener. And I'd like to know, like, which one's the butthole.
Max has a Nintendo 64 controller with a rumble pad.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know the shape of those damn things, but it's about perfect for, well, maybe not. But.
We'll just have Star Fox just playing on repeat in the background.
Miss Michelle, right this way. Chris Hockey has a couple of questions. One of that, those questions being, which one of these is your butthole?
Show me that smile.
I made a mistake of following Caesar's Rewards on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And all it does is post pictures of people hitting jackpots.
Oh, yeah.
I've got a serious issue, man. I can't fucking wait to go to Vegas, man.
It's a week from tomorrow, babe.
I'm going to kill it.
Yeah, I'm ready.
I can just feel it. I know it. I am going to destroy that place.
I can't wait.
I guarantee at least 2 6-figure hits. I guarantee it.
Six?
No, five figure.
I was like, six?
Jesus Christ.
Why do you even work if you're hitting six?
I bet you 2 5.
Obviously, you don't have to tell us the amount.
Yeah, sure.
Have you ever gone there and gotten slaughtered?
Oh, yeah. I would say I'm probably, if I've gone there 10 times, I've probably lost 6 times. You know what I mean? But man, when I've done really well there, goddamn, it's a much better trip when you kill him.
Oh, it's not even
I mean,
close.
Let's just be obvious, but it's a much, much, much better trip when you kill him.
Yeah. Facebook recommends videos of people hitting jackpots all the time to me now.
It's just the
It's like they know.
Of course they know. Of course they do.
They all fucking know.
God, I can't wait.
One of these days, I hope it's you in one of those videos, Hawk.
It will be.
I've said this multiple times in multiple contexts.
Thank you. Yes. Yeah, no kidding. You really have. No, I am. I'm going to hit a couple of big ones this time, and everybody find me, because if I'm drunk, you'll have a couple hundreds in your pocket by the time I walk out of the room.
Personally benefited from it. God bless.
Yes, you have.
I felt bad about it, but then I put it right back in, and it was fun.
All right. That ought to be enough for today. We got a big staff meeting, man. I can't wait to hear what this is all about. Does anybody know what this is all about?
We have a staff meeting?
Yeah.
11:30, man.
Oh, we do?
Quarterly in-person.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. You didn't get the email saying you have to be here?
No.
Oh, shit. Well, that's probably not a good thing.
Uh-oh. Bye.
You didn't get an email from Greg?
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.